Hello, hello there. Niyama Shang here, and welcome to Outliers Edge, where we help people bring their biggest, truest missions to life while being more of themselves and doing it in their own trailblazing, pioneering way. I have a question for you, Outliers. What was your favorite book growing up as a child? What was your favorite book? What was your favorite song? I'm asking this here because I have a 1-year-old, and she's starting to talk. And she's communicating with daddy, and she has like 3 songs that she likes to hear. One of them involves the word stop. She's like, stop, you know. Another one, like, she has her way of communicating it. And I just before I hit record, I had that song, one of her songs, running through my mind. It's just, you know, it's Baba Baboon. So in case any of y'all are like, yeah, oh, that's my jam, like, and. What was going on is as I was coming into the space, I felt like, oh, I needed to come sit in, get all serious, so on and so forth. And that song, right before I hit record, played on. And I was like, you know what? That's right. Let's have fun. Let's make sure that, like, let's do this in a way that can feel aligned. So I'm inviting you to think about your favorite children's book, your favorite children's song. Maybe if you have children, you're like, what's playing on your Spotify right now? And see if we can bring in some of the joy that you experienced through that and some of the lessons that you had through that to hold in this conversation and the rest of your day. I have no clue the rest of our conversation is even going to talk about children's book, but it felt really real to bring it into this space to start us off today, right? And one of the reasons I feel I can do that really, really easily is because I am joined today with an incredible outlier who can just like We can just go with it all, right? Today we have Jennifer Eaton on the podcast. Jennifer, it is incredible to spend time with you. I've been looking forward to this. It's good to see you.
Good to see you. I'm so excited to talk and
Yeah.
just do wonderful things and talk about wonderful things. So I'm very happy that you reached out to me and I'm happy to just be on the show.
Yeah, well, let's do this here now. Since the children's books and such are on the mind, is there like a book or a song that came to you when that or that was important to you when you were growing up?
Yes, immediately. It's a book called Monster Cleans His House. So it's just this purple, big purple monster. And it's like the book is literally like this big or thick. And it's just about a monster cleaning his house. I don't know why it was my favorite, but he had like a tall, like little skinny house and he lived in the city. And I think even then, like, because I live in the city now, I live in Chicago. And it had that like city vibe, and I've always liked that. So I think maybe that's why I liked it as a kid. Who knows? But it was my favorite book. I had my mother read it to me every night. That and another, it was Grover. I think it was Grover does like takes out the garbage. It was like chores. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Maybe that was my mother's doing, but.
Yeah. You might have had a limited selection or a very curated selection, let's say this, right? A curated one.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but she would
thank
do it in Grover's voice. So
That's
I
cool.
that's yeah, so
Oh, I like that. I like
those
that
two.
because like we get to make moments. Like one of the things I'm taking to we get to make moments, right? Moments that can stay with us for decades. One. And then the second thing here is it's like you just never really know. You never really know what's coming in, what will stay, all the things that you do. I never really know. And I like this. We were talking earlier about the word transformation. And one of the things I have found and kind of like had to release myself to when it comes to transformations, I never really know what's gonna make the difference. It's wild to me. There's a reason why I start these conversations so randomly. One, I just like to have fun and make sure I don't get into like an interviewer mode. So like I just like this is me. This is my way of coming into me. But the other part of it is for someone being reminded of that children's book right there is like the random distraction that's gonna actually get them back on track. For what it is that they're here for. So I'm not in charge of what transformation takes place. I just know that I create space for transformation to come. It's not the easiest thing because it's like I can't really go and like put my point my finger on it and say things, but what I find is that when like what we get from what people get from being around me, I think this is what happens with everyone. What we think that they're getting from us and what they actually get is completely different. You know, let me use that as a segue here to really bring you into the space. So the way I like to do that, Jennifer, is that I like to share a bit of like who you've been to me so far, right? And then afterwards, I'll give you a chance to talk to yourself like professionally and what your mission is and such. But let me share a little bit of that to you. Are you open to that today?
I'm open to it.
All right, cool. I know I'm going to do it. I don't know what I'm going to say. So let me just take you in real quick. Jennifer, you know what? I think the word peer is what really like comes up right off the bat. And that word for me is one of the most important words that I carry with me, because I don't always feel it. I know. So what does it appear to me? I think there's a distinguishing element between a friend and someone else and a colleague and someone else that's like also like in my industry or things like that.
Yeah.
When I think about peer, I'm like, oh, this is someone like they can be doing something completely different, but they get the game that they're playing. They're a pioneer. They're pushing their own boundaries, and they're not doing it in order to. Mm-hmm. They're just doing it, you know? And I think that's one of the most like refreshing things I feel about you, Jennifer. It's like, and we'll share with Outliers in a bit some of the things that you've accomplished, some of the things that have gone on for you. But like, it's just that feeling like I'm living my life. That was a Tuesday. It wasn't like I had my whole entire like being and identity wrapped up in like will this happen or not? It's like, oh yeah, there's this thing that happened. People think it's cool. For me, I was just doing what I was doing.
Yeah.
And that moves on. And so from that part right there, I really do feel peership from you on that. And I want to make sure that I bring that into the space. I get excited to play from the place of peership here today. So thank you for being you. Like, nice. This is what's really flowing through me today.
Cool. No problem. I mean, that makes me happy to hear, because you found me through my podcast, which we'll talk about. Mm-hmm. And that was, I think, one of the first times where I didn't think too hard about what I was doing. It was like, this is what I want to talk about. This is me. This is where I'm going. And because I've spent a lot of my life like doing things in order to, just because that's what was kind of like ingrained in me, like just like forced almost. So that makes me happy. Cool.
Love it. Well, we'll start off that. We'll keep building on that. Why don't we do Outliers a favor here and just let them see a bit of who you are on the outside, you know? So the way I like to look at this is like, you can either share with us like two or three of like your greatest accomplishments or like two or three of the things you're most proud of in that way. Or sometimes people like to play like, here goes what other people are proud of around it. And we can talk a little bit about who you are from the outside perspective, what people might see if they looked at you from the outside, and then we'll spend the rest of our conversation just being like, but like, who are you really? And then we can get a chance to play from there. You good with that?
Yeah, good with that.
All right, cool.
Accomplishments or what I'm most proud of. Well, one of the things I'm most proud of is bringing my mother, or getting both of my parents together and going to Africa, like for a wedding, for my wedding. I feel like there's so much meaning behind it. And to like, I just remember always thinking about like, when you hear about the history of African Americans and like going to Africa and, you know, seeing the door of no return and visiting all these painful places, but I feel like it's important to go there to just see like this is part of where I possibly came from. It's something that I had always thought of in the back of my mind, but because I thought it was too big of a thing to do, and I didn't even know like the first step or how I was going to do it. And here I am like, buy a ticket, I'm getting married, you know, in Ghana, let's go, you know? So it just, I'm very proud of that. I'm very proud of the strides or the accomplishments I've made in my career. I have a wide range of experiences, and I'm proud.
Give us the highlight reel of some of that really quickly, Jennifer, because I think it might be good to put into space.
Sure. So yeah. I say producer, because that's what I am. but I've done production in TV and news. So I'm in Chicago. So I worked for Windy City Live, if anybody knows what that is. But it took over when Oprah show was canceled, and then, or ended, not canceled. And then I actually did work for Harpo for a little bit. And then I've worked for real reality TV shows like casting, and even like now I work with, you know, companies to build out their sales conferences or to push their messages, you know, of growth and opportunity and where things need to be fixed. And I'm just proud that I put myself in places where I can constantly grow because it's different subject matter. So I don't know. I think those are the two things that I'm proud of. I'm proud of the connections I've made and the people. I love people. So I've put myself in a place where I've surrounded myself with some of the things that I've loved. So, and I didn't let negativity stop me because it's been very negative.
So I would agree. We'll play on all these elements here, but there's something that's piquing my interest because you said I put myself in the place. You use that phrase or something similar to that like two or three times right now. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you? Like because like I have my understanding of it, mm-hmm. But like what does that mean to you? And what was the significance of like putting yourself in the place? Like how has that like helped you throughout your journey?
It's so I would say growing up, I feel like I was always just put in a place. I felt like I didn't have a choice. Whether that was, well, one, because I was a kid, but as even older, like I feel like I made choices, but, or I made choices based off of like family or friends saying, you know, you should do this because this will get you here. You know, and you want a good job because you want money. Or one of the big things for my, while I was growing up was, I'd be like, oh, I'd see a pair of shoes that I liked or something. And my mom would be like, well, maybe not now, but, or it would be, you know, maybe in the future, if you do this, this, and this, you can have that. But it's like, is that really the case? You know? So I just was like, I knew that I didn't want to do a boring job. I knew that I didn't want to sit in a cubicle. I knew what I didn't want. Which led me to some of the things that I wanted. And I just was like, I got to put myself in the place to do that. Like that there's no, I can only put myself in situations wherever I can to make things happen and then kind of go with the flow. And really that's what got me to ABC and CBS and Harpo and all these things. Because I did the work of like finding like just simple, like free things because I'm not rich. So, you know, I have to be smart and efficient with my time and my money. So joining a group, going to networking things, like I just was like, I have to be in the room and I have to look a certain way. So I'm going to do what I need to do to make it work. And if it works, great. That literally like what you were saying about peers and how they just found like, that was it.
Well, like, and I like this because it's like, to your point, like I made a podcast and I'm like, well, that's how I was able to find you. But like, you put yourself in a place where like, I was actually able to reach out to you because I have a proxy. My proxy is like, are you out in the world with something that you like with a mission of some sort? And then this mm-hmm. time around, the reason my reach outs were around, you have to have a podcast. Like if you're doing that, then that's going to be my criteria. There's something in what you're saying that is really wonderful for me. And it's fun for me too, because I one of my gifts, one of my like greatest pleasures is helping people like be them on purpose. Yeah. You know, and so part of what I'm hearing here is one, you have a way of creating success for yourself where you put yourself in the places you need to be, right? Mm-hmm. And then two, what I'm hearing from that is that like I'm hearing a bit of your process around it, which is like you go and you find opportunities to surround yourself. Like you find like where those places are and you like, it can be free. It doesn't like, as long as you're in the room and around mm-hmm. other people who are also playing that game or similar mm-hmm. game, you know how to make something happen from there. Let's make that like, firstly, does that feel real?
Yeah, that feels real.
Yeah,
totally. You know, and contributing, like I try to put myself in the room and then I try to contribute where I can, because I know that I'm also learning. So I don't know everything, but you know, where if there's something that I might have information on, I'm going to share. I'm going to, you know, if I see something where it could probably be improved, I will do my best to communicate that and not offend.
So let's play with this a little bit here, because I'm going to, like, outliers, I'm going to let you know why I'm asking Jennifer some of these questions here, because this is actually, it's both for you, Jennifer, and for them. And at the same time, because what's happening here is each of us have our way of creating our success, something that like that has gotten us here, something that we've like continued to build throughout the years and decades and have gotten so good at it that we may not even be thinking about it, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a part of what we do. I call it our unique advantage, you know? Mm-hmm. And so what's happening, Jennifer, if you're good with this here, it's like you've opened a door to like one of your unique advantages. And I think that it's like, it's not always easy. It's something that like I could say, find your unique advantage and do it on purpose. And people are like, what am I supposed to do with it? You know? And so like, if you're good with it, I'd love to just spend a couple of minutes just like, it's like just unpacking a bit more of your unique advantage. It's my gift to you in this conversation as it is. I think people will get a chance to be able to see you even more. And then they'll also see a process that they can use to like tap into like, to further unpack what like more about themselves and do that on purpose. You good with that?
I'm good.
All right, cool. So you were saying earlier that like you find ways to contribute, right? Mm-hmm. Let's make this real for me. Like think about one time where you put yourself into a space and you found a way to contribute that led to, you know, some new opportunity for you here. Can you help that be real? I'm very curious, like if like contribute, like what the size of the contribution has to be, or if it could be like, you know, so on and so forth. So make it real with the story. Take us to a time where you found this to be to come to play.
Okay. I think back to when I was working for a news station. I won't say what news station, because you know, sometimes they get sketchy about that. She was the news director at the time, and so I've already put myself in space, right? Like I'm there. And her daughter needed tutoring, and I volunteered. Like it was just like to go over like her English papers and like, you know, edit them and just simple stuff. Nothing to do, kind of what I do, like journalism. So there's writing in that. But it was like I had to also like cook lunch, which is different, you know, and I did this for free. Like I didn't ask to, you know, be paid, because the contributions can be wide ranging. It's just, you know, you just have to think about where this type of opportunity would lead you. So it got me like 6 interviews at different news stations across the country, and I ended up moving to Florida. So, you know, like, and I got a job as a producer. So my second job in a good market as a producer. So that was one way that I assisted her daughter. Like, you know, I contributed to just relieving some type of stress from who was in the room that could make moves and call shots. And it got me to the next level. I mean, with that, I say I put myself in the room, and but one of the big tricks with me is that I can do that, and then I get to a place where I kind of plateau, and I have this like split energy. So, and I think that's because once I'm in the room, and once I've done these things and learned this and that, and or maybe I've said something where I haven't portrayed myself in not a bad light, but in an accurate light of like how I work and, you know, the skills that I have, you know, just because I can get things done and I learn quickly. So, you know, you tell me something, I'll just do this and this. And they're like, oh, great. And so now I'm doing that. And it's like, well, I really didn't want to do that. Ooh, I'm sorry, I hit my computer this whole time. But you know, now I'm trying to get to the next level. So, and I think that's what keeps me here, or like I haven't like unlocked that next level of potential that I know that I have, and like the things that I want to do, because I have that split energy. So I kind of went on a tangent there, but
well,
same time, you know.
The way these podcast conversations, actually, it's funny because it's like, it's just the way conversations go with me. Like, I am an emergent person. I love emergent conversations. I like seeing where things go. I had a whole idea of where this conversation was going to go, you know, and now we're here. So let's go with it. You said split energy. Like, and I want to get to know you, right? Mm-hmm. And like, what's cool for me is I'm like, no matter what you do in the world, like, mm-hmm. like I can meet you a year from now and you might be doing something completely different than what you're doing now, you know, mm-hmm. or you might have like, and I want to talk more about your mission and what you're building toward right now. So mm-hmm. We're definitely not going to miss that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool to like, to see like how you keep almost like having like your North Star. You're like, okay, I'm in a new environment. I'm about to make something happen here. What's my process? Like, yeah. How do I do it? So you talked mm-hmm. here and you said it a couple of different times. And I'll just let you know, because this is interesting. So part of what's happening here is I have a process I call it distinctions. And the distinctions are being able to find a nuance. For the game that we play right now, it's mm-hmm. like when someone says something like kind of like generic, it's like, okay, cool. I could have Googled it. Like, I got it. I read it on, you know, saw it on Mantra somewhere or whatever, right? The mm-hmm. keys here, like, what are the things that you do differently than mm-hmm. other people? And how do we, like, and how have you continued to, like, expand upon that? So as that goes on, I'm going to bring, like, I bring my curiosity toward the things where I'm like, yep, get it. That makes sense. Totally get it. Mm-hmm. And then I see different terms that you use that mm-hmm. like, I'm like, oh, this means something to you, but I don't know if it's like a universal term yet, you know? Yeah. Like, and yeah. So when that happens, I find like there's, when there's things that you say, there's things that I say that other people don't get, that I just put in, I'm like, oh, that's the distinction. There's something in that because I'm thinking about it differently than others. So yeah. If you don't mind, there's like certain words that you're saying along the way where I'm like, what do you mean by that? How does that, mm-hmm. how does that think? Do mm-hmm. you mind that I'm pulling some of these threads here? Like,
yeah, no,
okay,
go ahead.
Stop. All right, cool. Yeah. You said split energy.
Yes.
Right. And I'm like, what is that? You know, like, like, and I love, I'm like, she has a superpower of taking her energy and splitting it. Like, well, this is what I think it means, but what does it actually mean? So what does it mean to you? What does split energy mean to you?
So I got the term from Abraham Hicks, if you've heard of her. She is, if you've heard of The Secret, all that like stuff, you know, and again, I think you take some of that with a grain of salt, you know, because it is very mystical, but there's a lot of truth to it if you just really think about things realistically. So split energy is like, you want this thing to happen and it's taken so long to happen. Well, I'll go back. You want one thing to happen. You have this goal. Say you have whatever goal it is that you want. I want to buy a house. Me, I want to buy a house. And you know, you're supposed to keep this positive frame of mind, but how can you do that when you're like, oh, well, maybe I need to fix my credit? Do I have enough money? Am I making enough money? Will I have money to buy the furniture to stay in the house? Do I want to renovate the house? Like, you're thinking about all these things that kind of weigh heavy on you instead of making it exciting, instead of focusing on what you can do, the small things like that will get you to your major goal of buying the house. It lessens the overwhelm. It lessens, you know, just the stress of thinking about it. You're in progress if you take those small bites, like, or steps. And when you have the split energy of, I'm so happy and excited about this thing, but I don't know what I'm gonna do. It's like, and so you halfway commit because you're playing it safe. It's just like, commit. Just do it. And for me, I have split energy. I do. Because on one hand, it's like, I got this podcast, like, I'm not finished, right? This is my second podcast that I've started.
And just to be clear, I'm Not Finished is the name of your podcast.
Yes,
Yeah, right.
yes.
Because
I'm
it just
Not
flowed
Finished.
so well that it's just like, I'm like, I want y'all to know Outliers. Like, she has a
Yeah.
podcast called
I'm
I'm
Not
Not Finished.
Finished the podcast.
All right, cool.
But
Keep going.
yeah, so with this is the second podcast that I've started, and I can always get it done. It's like once I make a decision, like this is what I want to do. I want to get it done. I want to do this, this, and that. And then I get to this point where it's like, well, did you didn't think about this the right way? Maybe, or is this something you should be doing? And it's like, I know I should be doing it because it's literally it all the same things pop up for me. Music, TV, journalism, media, all the same things. And I've had to sit and reflect. And even when I think about Monster cleaning his house, like I'm still consistent with who the like the what is it with music, like the thread line, like that
Motif kind of thing,
baseline.
like
Yeah,
okay,
like
yep.
you know, you have a baseline of who you are, like to your core. And those things always pop up for me. They're always around. And I ignore them because I have this split energy because I'm trying to do what I think people want me to do while I'm trying to do what I know would get me to the next level. And it clashes sometimes. So then I get stalled. So that's what split energy is to me. And I learned it earlier this year and I was like, I've been sitting in split energy for years and I don't want to do that anymore. So that's what it means to
Yeah,
me.
let's play with this here. So firstly, Outliers. Jennifer's giving us this awesome new term, split energy, right? If I was a superhero, just so you know, if I was a superhero, my superpower would be to like take other people's like superpowers, not like take but share in it. You know, like that's all. Like I'm just like I want them all. And so that's when you see me get like really curious. I'm like, oh, you got this thing called split energy. What's this? Like, I could use me some split energy, maybe. Let's go, right? So like it's how I am. And so Outliers, let's do this. Like, so we just got a new power that Jennifer just walked us through, which is like the split energy. And she described it to us as like, you know, I heard something along the lines of when you have goals of things that you know that you want. And then your energy is being split by either your worries and your fears or things that you think should happen or what you think others would want to see, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Basically, it's what you want and everything that's not what you want that you feel also needs to get done.
Yeah,
Right.
because they're two different trainings of thought, right? Like the everything you think of one thing and it takes you to another thought, and then it takes you to another thought, and it builds. And it can go negatively or it can go positively. So which causes the less stress, even if nothing happens, just going down that thought process. And again, this is Abraham Hicks. This isn't me. I don't want her to sue me. but it's like choose the lesser of two evils between the two thought processes, you know, like once you're aware of yourself. And that's the thing that comes first. Like you have to be able to identify, oh, I'm sitting in split energy. For a while, I didn't know what it was. So I went on this journey of taking in more content, reading different things that were outside of what I normally look into. And this is how I found it. Like, so yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
You didn't cut me off at all. Sorry, I didn't mean to imply that you were Outliers. If you're listening, I just like sat back in my seat a little bit because I have this thing with when I talk to people, like I'm always sending cues and I forget sometimes. Like I just
Oh,
relax into the conversation. That's all, you know. I know where it is, but I'm always sending cues, whether it's like a twitch in my eye to like a little bit of a smirk or whatnot. So, y'all, if you're not watching this, you don't get a chance to see it all the time. But like, there are times where I'll just go like straight faced, you
same
know, and
here.
you can't get any like you're
And
not getting
I'm
anything
worried.
from
That's
me.
what I'm worried about because I'm like, I'll be like getting really into it. There's
That's it. But
nothing
like,
wrong.
we're all good. We're all good. So yeah. So thanks for playing with this. I think that there's a couple different things. One, Outliers, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, like everything we do matters, right? For the game that we're playing as Outliers, as pioneers, as trendsetters, like when we're talking about how we as an individual, so like create our success and when we're looking to tap into more of the nuances of what makes us different so we can do that on purpose so we can like make our biggest difference in the world, it's these kinds of things, it's these elements of reflecting on why was that different? What happened there? I heard from you that like one something that was really useful was to be able to define something. You knew that you were experiencing some kind of tension. You didn't know what that tension was. You knew, and you were approaching it with the skill set and the approaches that you knew at that point. You're like, I've listened to content in the past that's worked. Let me just keep trying to listen to content and figure it out from there. Mm-hmm. You then came across through that process the split energy, and you're like, oh, okay, that is actually describing what it is that I'm feeling. So now you've been able to add on the distinction, the nuance of like, okay, this thing here is around split energy. Now that I'm in split energy, how do I actually address the problem of split energy versus the problem of I'm not like what the larger maybe symptoms? Now you're like, okay, like this is, I can get to the root cause of all this.
Yeah.
I love playing this out here and outliers. Like I invite you to think for yourself, A, around like any place where you're feeling split energy yourself, like and there, and play that really fully. I literally had a moment like this yesterday, where I was talking to someone and I was looking at the various things that were coming together in my business and such. And after expressing it to them, I came to the conclusion that like my real issue was not that anything was wrong or anything. Like it wasn't even that like the things weren't coming to me fast enough or any of that. The real issue was that I wanted to be, and like candidly, it was like I wanted to build partnerships I want to build partnerships through my business, through the podcast, through different things. And I wasn't doing that. You know, I was having conversations with people, you know, and like we were moving a little bit there, but like I wasn't really building the partnerships that I wanted to build, you know, and for various reasons that like, underneath all of it was just this like feeling of discomfort, knowing that I wasn't actually going for what it is that I wanted. I was living in the world. I was close and I could have it, but I wasn't going for it. What's going
and
on for you?
And that's the thing about like being in the world. So for like of what you want to do. So it's like you feel that uncomfortability more, which makes you unhappier. And you know, it, like it's because it's like you see it there. It's like it's there. It's just right there. But you have to do this, this, and this, or you might have a block and you're like, well, I don't know what that block is. I've really found myself in that space over the last few years. Like I've put myself where I'm at. I can pick where I want to work.
Yeah.
You know, I can pick. And now a lot of people can, I'm not saying people can, but like I can do it fairly easily. I don't know. Of course there's work to it.
Real quick. I'm going to invite you right now. If you were just going to free your voice and just let yourself say what you want to say, because I almost feel like you're saying it in a way to protect us and be like, I almost feel like you heard yourself. You're like, I can pick where I want to work. It's like, oh, it's not going to come. That's like, I don't want to say it like that. But like the people who are listening to this, they get it. They can pick who they want to work. They can pick the projects they want to be on. They can pick the clients that they want to have. Like, and they run into this the same thing that you're running into, which is like, it seems like again, you're my peer. Like, just say it. You can pick where you want to work. Cool.
Yeah.
What else do you want to say?
So I've just found myself, like for me, I need certain things to be okay. So right now, I feel like I make a decent amount of money to focus on getting out of, like comfortably, focus on getting out of this split energy and that I've been feeling. And for me, the way to do that is to transform. So transformation has been a huge, I think I've been going through like a 7-year period of transformation, and I feel like I'm coming to the end because like, I mean, it was crazy living in Florida. While I was at the station that I was at, it wasn't really a good experience, but it was at the same time because I've learned so much about myself, not even career-wise. Forget TV. Me, Jennifer. learn so much about who that is and what Jennifer wants. And what, again, more of what I won't do. So, and not lingering in that. And then, you know, I've been in a house fire in 2019, and then 2020 rolls around and pandemic. And then just all these crazy things that I've had to kind of do alone, which no, a lot of people, it's hard for them to be alone when things are good. But when you're alone and things are kind of like trash, it's rough. And you still have these things that you want to do. So, but you have to look at, I think what saved me is I've just always had good people around me. So I've always had somebody say something, one, that I didn't like to hear at the like initially. But so I think that part saved me. But then I think me being receptive to that at the same time, sometimes I feel like I'm too receptive. But, and I take it all in and overthink, working on that. Just being receptive to the negative, like some of the negative, like you can tell when something is like wildly negative and it's like, okay, that's not even going to serve me. You're just in your feelings about whatever it is that's bothering you. You have to be able to observe that. I don't know how I learned it. Well, I learned it in Florida.
Lots of growth.
tons of growth. And yeah, I just, it's like, does this have a lesson? And I'm like, well, I'm changing drastically. Like, I'm talking differently. I'm handling the people that I love and care about that may trigger me in a negative way better. You know, it's an ongoing thing, but I really feel like I'm ready to push myself to the next level, which requires that transformation. And I think I'm just observing all the things and people that are coming in my life. And I'm just, again, like it's overwhelming at times. So I've like set my, I'm like, if I want to do this transformation the right way, if I want to get to where I can see, like I could just see it. I just need to chill and take it one step at a time because it's happening and I feel it happening and I feel good. Like even when something bad happens, it doesn't ruin my day or ruin my month. It, you know, I have a moment, I feel it, and then I push through. And I normally that wasn't a thing for me at first. It was like, oh, help me. Now it's like, all right. Oops, I keep doing that. Let's just keep pushing through because you can't change it.
So let's do this here. I
hope that can't makes believe, sense.
You know what? The question that you just said, the magic word for me, did it make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's really like the most important thing. That's really the most important thing. And this is like, it's something I believe that most other people don't believe. They're like, no, you need to come on here and everything needs to be concise and you need to say it like in a pithy way and be able to walk away from these things. Mm-hmm. I'm like, if you want that, go, like, you have to go somewhere else because those people are going to just tell you how they got to where, like, basically get you to where they are getting. Mm-hmm. What we do here is to keep showcasing and allow people to see, like, the actual process of getting to what matters. Mm-hmm. You have said in this conversation so much about split energy is like knowing what you want, knowing what's true to you, and then actually choosing what you think other people would want or what you mm-hmm. think you need to do or should do and so forth. So mm-hmm. like, regardless of if it makes sense to me, mm-hmm. my thing is that like, it feels like it would be very much in alignment with honoring like the non-split, the, like with honoring you to be like, mm-hmm. if it makes sense to you, let me do the work of figuring out what parts didn't make sense. And the parts mm-hmm. that didn't make sense to me in the conversation, I asked you about it. I'm like, mm-hmm. so what do you mean by split energy? What is mm-hmm. this thing? Like, yeah. so like, and this is something, again, this is where I go with like the peership. And we have to wrap this conversation up, but I'm going to put it in this space in case, like, because I feel one of the things that most people miss is that they want everyone to hand them, like to hand it to them and make it easy. And in the process of building relationships, they don't actually get to know the person. Mm-hmm. And they don't actually build a relationship at all. They're just transaction and networking, you know, mm-hmm. as opposed to like being curious about it. And I think that like, it's a lot of work, especially mm-hmm. when you're choosing to create your path or you've done things differently to know, like, you know, a lot of things intrinsically, you know, I get it. Like, you have like a lot of unconscious competence, like you can just do things, you know? And so.
And I wouldn't, and it's weird even now, like sit here and agree with you in that way. I normally I'd be like, oh no, no, I'm trying to be more confident in who I am. And I really appreciate one of the reasons why, again, that put me back in split energy is that I, you know, I appreciate, like, if you heard something that didn't make sense, but it made sense to me, you just genuinely asked, where I've normally, I've shut myself down for years because I've said something that made total sense to me that wasn't, you know, it makes sense, right? Makes sense. Like, I wasn't saying crazy stuff, but people have reacted to me so strongly, like, what, huh? Just because it's something that I didn't realize it just was something that they didn't think about. I thought they were like, oh, you're crazy. So then I internalized that.
I literally have a moment with being in a group of powerful coaches and people who like the thing is like my peers, like we see each other and like someone came to me and they're like, Niyama, you are having, I'm seeing you have this reaction. And I want to like, make sure I call this out. When we say we don't understand what you said, you hear it as we don't understand you. Right. And like, and it takes you on a like, we literally just like, oftentimes we just don't understand what you said. And that's a skill set thing. That's you being able to help us understand it. So if we ask you about it, how do we do it? I'm like, and that's a huge part. That's like, I'm still on that journey. That one comment, I realized like, I still don't have the skill sets. And I'm like, oh, I'm a leader. I'm a visionary leader. Most people are not going to see my visions. What can I do to start helping them get on board with the vision here? Because I don't need 17 different spreadsheets and all the things to know that it's going to work. I know it already, you know, but like, it's all these components here. So the very least, like, I'm grateful for you, Jennifer, because this conversation ended up being exactly what it needed to be. And in a very real way, I've been thoroughly enjoyed it because we got to actually do the work. You know, it was just like continuing to see ourselves, continuing to unpack the distinctions that make us like successful, right? Mm-hmm. And do it in a way that like other outliers out there, they're not going to have your skills, but they're going to be able to go through the processes that we did to go through it. And even just this element of like being curious, asking for it, knowing that, hey, if someone doesn't understand you, it doesn't mean that you are off. It just means that they didn't understand you, right? Mm-hmm. And some people don't have, like, because I had that experience, I now know I could now understand that when I, like, one of the things that's different about being in space with me is that, like, I'll just ask. Mm-hmm. I don't mind looking dumb. I don't mind, like, and I feel like it's the honor in the person by asking the thing and putting it into the space. And it's not how most people see things yet. No. And I think I want to put it in, like, I'm doing my work. At some point, someone's going to watch this video and be like, ask for clarification. Like, they're going to turn that into a thing. But like, it just seems like we're having a conversation here, but like, what we're really doing is doing the work. So we have to end this conversation.
That was a breakthrough for me just now. That was a whole breakthrough for me. Like, for the longest, I would be like, what, when I talk, I have a friend that I work with, love her to life. Like, she just, and then she's an outlier herself. So you probably should interview her at some point.
Put us in touch.
I will. And, you know, I turn to her and I go, I just spoke. Did that make sense? Because people are looking at me like I'm crazy. She's like, stop it. What are you talking about? Like, you, what? Stop. But it didn't click for me until I just said it out loud to you.
There we go. So we obviously can keep doing this here. We'll have more time to talk. We're going to keep playing out here. Let's do this here. And we have about like 1 minute here. We actually have gone past our time. So hopefully, if you're good, like, I just want to take like 1 minute. What's the mission that you're on now? What's like, if someone wanted to continue down, like, to work with you, to stay in your world and all that stuff there, like, what are you about right now? And what's the best way for them to continue on with you?
I'm about helping people transform into who they want to be intrinsically, or who people being true to themselves. My mission is to just serve all the creatives out there, the lost creatives out there that want to, you know, get their hand in production. So I want to make a space for that. And I want to share my experiences and the thought processes that I'm going through. And because I know people can, I know people can learn from it. And all the crazy stuff that I've been through, I haven't even, it's all going to go on the podcast, of course, but all the crazy stuff that I've been through, I probably could make a movie about it. And so I'm like, I didn't go through all of that to just die and not have anybody hear that. Like,
I love that. I love that.
I didn't. So,
let's do this here. What's the best way that they can find you?
You can find me on Instagram. I'm starting there just because, again,
what's
I'm
the handle?
The handle is I'm not dot or yeah dot finished. And it's a very new page, so I'm working on it. I'm building it up.
We don't know when people are going to listen to this. So like, yeah. By the time you get there, this thing might be like, she's going to be flourishing. So
I hope.
We're not worried about that. All right. So we have to end this conversation with this last question, which is, if there's a message you had to leave for yourself that you would listen to in 15 years, right? It's a message for you right now, leave it to yourself. What's that message that you would leave?
Oh, wow. That's a deep one. Message for myself in 15 years.
Yeah.
If you're not keeping it simple, Jennifer, go back to keeping it simple. Go back to the basics.
And there we have it, y'all. It's that simple. Thank you so much, Jennifer. I appreciate you. I appreciate you deeply. All right.
I appreciate you too.
Love I'll talk this. To you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.